We're back.
We're back. You can't keep us away. No, we're the house guests that will not leave.
We just keep on coming back. I'm going to try and play a little something here. I'm not sure if it's going to work. Mr. M sent us a little something from Sherman. So a little something that Sherman worked up. Is that right,
Beth? Yes. Now, you all know that my little buddy Sherman, who lives with me, he's quite the clarinetist.
Yeah.
He's taking lessons from Mr. M.
And he's worked a little something out for us here, and I hope that people can hear it.
Yeah, may work, may not.
It's playing right now. We'll pause there. A little squeak there, Sherman. That's all right.
Yep. He tries.
There it is. It's good. Very good, Sherman. Yay! I hope everybody could hear that. If not, that was Sherman playing our theme song on the clarinet. We're going to do one of Mike's topics now. Correct?
Yes. Hang on just a second. Mr. M is saying hello to us, so I have to be kind and say hello bye.
Tell him that that we just played Sherman's little clip. We're going to do... Mike's recommendation was favorite sketches from various TV sketch shows, like Saturday Night Live, Monty Python, Carol Burnett, SCTV, Kids in the Hall. Do you watch Kids in the Hall, Bet?
I did sporadically, as Cher Horwitz would say. I hope not sporadically.
Do you have... let's do Python first. Python's easy. You have a favorite Python sketch?
Hang on just a second. I'm going to keep Mr. M from...
Tell Mr. M that we are doing a podcast-a-thon.
I just did. We'll see if that works. Okay, Python. Where's my... Okay, Python. Well...
Just pick one. Got
to
pick one.
Okay, I've got... there's always one that just keeps coming back to me. It's one of the more obscures, but I love it. Flying Lessons.
Flying Lessons is good.
Flying Lessons rocks.
I'm not on a wire. I'm flying.
I'm flying. Which is also the one where, as Terry Jones is getting to the point where he takes Flying Lessons, he passes Michael as the priest. Oh, Mr. Belpit, your legs are so swollen.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, and...
Favorite Python sketch for me, Bicycle Repairman. Now and forever, classic. Bicycle Repairman. That's a
Look
classic.
How he uses a spanner.
To tighten that nut. Oh, it's Bicycle Repairman. Do you have a favorite SNL sketch?
Well, I do now. You know, I really, you know, once the original cast started drifting away, SNL became nothing to me. It just, I would watch it, but it didn't have the same, you know. And I do include Bill Murray in the original cast. I don't consider Chevy Chase. But anyway, I was watching the SNL retrospective a while back and saw a clip for the first time. And it will now and forever be my favorite, which was Garrett Morris as the prisoner. They were doing a prison talent show, and they have all of these like Hollywood types, but choosing the people for the show.
Yeah.
And he comes out in his little white, black and white striped thing with the cap, and he says, you know, I'd like to, for my audition, I'd like to sing a song that means a lot to me, and it's really kept me going through the tough times here in the prison. And so the piano goes, da-da-da-da-da, that's the best part, da-da-da-da-da-da, and he sings, I'm going to take me a gun and kill all the whites I see. it just knocked me out. And there's
that's
actually
a good one.
And that actually, that he tells the story of that the opposite song, a little old lady on some radio show actually sang the white person's version of that on some amateur hour show, and supposedly one of the great scandals of all time.
Really?
I did not know that.
Wow.
I think Lily was watching the show, too, so she can attest to that. But,
all right.
But
tell
just
us,
cracked
Lily.
Me up, yeah.
I'm a little hard-pressed for a favorite SNL. Unlike you, I... probably prefer the Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey years.
Phil was great.
But I'm hard pressed to pick a favorite. I always like the spoof commercials that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, probably the one that came to me first is the Shimmer, new Shimmer is a floor wax. No, new Shimmer is a dessert topping. You're both right. Shimmer is a floor wax and a dessert topping. That's an oldie but a goodie. That's probably one of my favorites. Land Shark as well. The funniest thing Chevy Chase ever did was Land Shark. Yeah. Carol Burnett, you have a favorite Carol Burnett?
I do. I have a favorite Carol Burnett. From early on, Carl Reiner was the guest star,
mm-hmm.
and they did a nonviolent theater, and it mm-hmm. was The Plot to Hurt Hitler. And,
Hitler.
Yes. And Harvey, well, very long story, but Harvey.
We don't have time for very long stories.
Harvey and Carl were long lost brothers who were German officers who met, and they were working up the plot to hurt Hitler. And they had eye patches on opposite eyes. And, you know, so they'd come and meet, and, of course, they don't see each other. But he says, oh, I don't keep remembering that. Oh, Hans, good to see you. Oh, you have mother's eye. And it also includes one of the great non sequitur lines of all time. Yoo-hoo, waitress, got any pretzels? It just goes on and on, but it's absolutely hilarious.
That might be one you have to see to get, because it's not familiar to me. Went with the Wind is, of course, a classic.
It's a classic.
But my favorite is the episode where they were mom, you know, the Eunice and Mama and everybody, and they were playing Sorry.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
Sorry.
Bum, 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 sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh. Ding 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 ding. Sorry. And I think, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure Tim Conway was in that one, in that sketch also.
Uh-huh.
Tim Conway.
Is that the one where he tells the elephant story?
The elephant story, exactly.
Oh my
God. The Siamese elephants that were joined at the trunk. And one would sneeze and the other eyes would get real big.
and then
Harvey's just dying. That's my favorite. That is my favorite, Carol Burnett. I don't have a favorite SCTV. I'm not familiar with it.
Well,
enough.
I do. I guess my favorite SCTV would be the Merv Griffith Show, which was a combination of the Merv Griffith Show and Merv Griffin Show and the Andy Griffith Show, where it was like a talk show in the jail. It just rocked.
That's clever.
What's his name? Rick Moranis was Merv. And Joe Flaherty was Barney, which was hilarious because, you know, Joe's 6'5".
Yeah.
Probably, you know, but it was good.
I just remembered another SNL sketch that I loved. Patrick Stewart was the guest. They did The Love Boat, The Next Generation.
Oh.
That was awesome. Patrick Stewart was maybe the last great guest. I think the Patrick Stewart episode was probably the last great episode of Saturday Night Live that I watched. There's probably been good ones since then, but it was the last great one that I watched.
There was also a Carol Burnett. It's the only repeat that I had in my list. There's a Carol Burnett sketch that's a Tim and Harvey, so, you know, hilarity will ensue,
mm-hmm.
where Tim is the little old man. He's running a clock shop.
Mm-hmm.
And Harvey's, of course, in a hurry trying to get his clock fixed. And so Tim goes into this huge unscripted story about he used to have a clock in his shop that was shaped like an owl. And you told the time by the owl's eyes. One, the left eye would go around for the minutes and the right eye would go around for the hours. And he said, want to see a quarter to three? Crossed his eyes. Harvey just at that point was on his knees.
Man, they always, those two, they're just always giggling.
Always.
Kelly with an IE.
She's looking for boats.
She's looking for boats.
I have never paddle boated in my life. I just want to say that.
The phone is working okay. Sorry for the typo. So is she like on her BlackBerry and listening to the
show? Oh, I bet she is, because, you know, when she came and stayed at my house, she has one of these phones.
Like a
trio?
Man,
it'll make dinner for you, man.
Wow. Wow, so she's out listening. She's out.
That's rock. Cool. Kelly, you rock hard.
Well, we forgive
the titles. From the boats, man.
Yeah. I don't have a favorite paddle boat story, although I've been on paddle boats, and they're fun. Well, let's end this episode here.
Yes.
Thanks all for listening, and we'll be back in the next half hour. Keep the comments coming. We're glad to have you
please.
All here.
Yes, please. We love them.
Love them. All right. That's all for now.
I'm Bette. Bye.
I'm Stenny.
Just in case you forgot.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.